So yeah, you guys want to keep exploring more, scaling the mountain?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Oh my God, you have a red chocobo. You don't have to roll. It just goes up mountains. That's literally the whole gimmick of the mountain chocobo. That's crazy. Yeah, that's what happens though. So yeah, if you want to just keep scaling up, you don't even have to roll for it. You just tell me where you guys want to go.
I think until we find the next cave entrance up
Yeah.
the mountain.
All right, so you're at 5, you go up to 6. I'll just roll for it. There's an entrance on 6. On the 6th. If you
Do I
want to
pop
go, you want to go in there?
it? Sure.
Alrighty, you go in. Sam, give me a D8 roll.
6.
6. Also, there's another iron in here. Iron in this one.
Do we want to mine this iron, or do we want to stay waiting on Mithril?
I think we should probably just keep going with Mithril. I think that's probably where our, most efficient use of our time is going to
Yeah,
be.
agreed.
Fair. You going up? Scale seven,
Scale seven.
and there. Actually, at this height, there is a cave. At this height, yeah, there's another one.
Right.
You want to
Go
check
get
it
out.
out, Matt? Roll a D8.
Nope.
Unfortunately, just salt in this one. Just salt.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it could be valuable if you have a lot of it, but yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
you're gonna exit and go up to, was it 8 now?
Yeah.
Right? Alrighty, up to 8. Oh shit! Yeah, there's an entrance here.
Sick.
Sam, roll 2d8.
2d8.
Yeah.
Oh. That's 11.
What are the numbers individually?
5 and a 6.
5 and a 6. Okay, so there is salt here, but there is also mithril.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Get that. Get that
You want
meatball.
to get to work, getting to work over here?
Do it.
Alrighty. Yeah, you guys can roll to mine, enter Wiz, and add your efforts on this.
Guard. Hurts.
Do
All
you?
right.
The red chocobo will stand guard. Wah-hee-haw!
18.
Nice, nice.
And it's inter whiz, right?
Yeah.
18 as well.
Nice.
Nice. Well done.
So 3 on the effort roll.
And also 3 for me.
Nice, it's up to 6. Noise dies at 3, and everything's fine. All right, well done. You guys can go again.
Oh, crit. It's a 19, but I crit on 18 plus, so.
Hell yeah. I was hoping that would happen at least once.
Yeah. Coming in.
All right, so that means you can add an ultimate effort on this one.
Which is a D12?
Yes.
Well, I got an 11.
Oh. Total?
I mean, it's just the D12 is 11.
Oh, well, you add that to the D6. You add it.
Oh, and I get a D6 as well?
Yeah. Crits are really good in this game.
Right,
Unless
well
you roll,
then.
like, below a 4 on the D12, but yeah.
Oh, 11 plus 2, so
Okay,
13.
13. So what did Matt roll? I think that's it.
Yes, I just did 17. I need to roll my effort.
Basically, yeah. But whatever you roll, I think it's yeah. That's it. You got one. You got one. You got one. Another heart of Mithril.
Boom.
But you did it so quick, and it's like, I mean, you could keep going, unless let's see how bad this is. You guys really got that one. Nice Dice only had 4. So, yeah. You guys want to keep going?
Sure.
We're here.
Yeah, Thorkin said whatever extras you get, he'll help you with. So, yeah. Pass the turn to your mining.
Oh, guess what?
A natural 20?
It's a natural 20.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Matt?
I will get that. D0, so hold on.
you crit on a D0, which is impressive. I like the optimism roll 20 making it a green.
Yeah.
Instead of the red. Are you kidding me?
Oh, fuck.
Are you kidding me? He crit for real.
Unbelievable.
We got 2 natural 20s on this one?
Yeah.
Oh my god. So for Matt, the D4 plus a D12, and Sam's D6 plus D12. Also, if you have bonuses to your ultimate, it also counts. I don't know if you guys do.
I do.
Need to add that. But yeah, also make sure you add your bonus to your weapon or basic efforts if you have. So Budik did 12 on his own.
I got 10, so that's another heart.
That's another heart! 3 hearts of Mithril! The noise die. Holy shit. Nope, it's only up to... Noise die's only up to 6.
Unreal.
Oh, man. That's pretty nuts. You guys want to keep going? You guys are on a roll here.
Oh, thing. Since we got injured, have we healed?
You could take your turn to heal instead of mining.
Yeah. I'll do that this time. And then did our guys...
Yeah, you won't have to roll an attempt for it because this is going in like a long time, basically.
Yeah. For sure.
Like over hours. Like you guys have been out here for like 6 hours at this point. Actually, no, more. Like 9 hours. If you guys left in the morning, probably, so it's probably like 7 p.m.
Okay.
At this point, but you can just cast the effort on yourself, Budik. It will use the mana, but
yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
Wisdom, and it's
I think you add wisdom, yeah, because you have that ability, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a DA plus 5 for you or something crazy like that.
+3.
Oh, just it's +3. Oh, right, because you are a Banga, so you use the wisdom ability to offset that.
Right.
That's cool.
Cool.
So you're at full now.
Yeah.
Cool. So while you do that, you can keep mining though, Kimchi, while he does that.
Oh yeah, let me do that. It's 9. 9,
so you get a Battle Fury.
Did our limit die go up?
Oh yeah, when you got hit, your limit die does go up. So you should be able to turn that on your character over there. The you should be able to switch it to a D8, I guess. So that's the first slow round of mining.
Yeah, do we? I mean, we have 3 hearts of Mithril and a red chocobo. Do we want to call this a success and get back to town, or do we want to go for a 4th?
I think we should probably head back to town, especially with being as late as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting pretty late now. It's going to be like about 8 o'clock. Because it was like an hour. Basically, every time you scaled, it was like an hour, and then every time you mined, it was like an hour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a while. okay, so you guys exit near the top of the Crimson Peaks on your red chocobo. The other thing about chocobo is they avoid encounters, so you can easily just ride this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Narratively, I mean, I probably would have just had you guys go back to town narratively anyway, but because you have a chocobo, it makes it make even more sense. Yeah. So you guys just ride this thing all the way back into town, and now the only difference is I gotta add a row. Do you want to... So when you get back to town, I guess... you know what, actually, I guess I'll just ask you guys, do you want to name the chocobo?
Yeah. Let's name the chocobo.
I leave this in your hands, sir. This is your chocobo.
Oh, yeah. You, with the greens, that's true.
So we'll call... Hold on, I'm looking at gemstone, red gemstone names.
Ruby.
Yeah, I'm taking Ruby as the first one. Hold on.
There is an NPC named Ruby, though. The lady that Kimchi was talking to at the bar. So that might be confusing.
Okay.
Only reason I bring that up. But also, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's up to you. You could do it.
How about Jasper? I mean, that tends to be a more masculine name, but... do that or Garnet. Garnet.
Mm, I do like Garnet. Lock it in Garnet?
Yeah, let's do that.
Alright. Hi-haw! And now that she's been given a name... You know what's funny? Okay, so, so Matt knows about this. Because I think he was... But we're going to zoom out to the Elden Veil map. Just for a quick second. So... If you look, so Sam, you notice this area, this town, this is called Camp Town, and the reason it's called that is because it is where the Chocobo races happen.
Sure.
Now, I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon, because it's kind of, it's like three towns over from you guys, but because it's fun, you can bring this to the stable master, Derilda, and she can tell you how good of a Chocobo it is. And by that, I mean I'm going to generate its stats.
Great.
Well, I guess it's up to you guys. Do you want to go to the Stable Master first, or do you want to turn in the quest? It's up to you.
Let's go to the Stable Master first, since I assume that would be as we're getting into town, and we got to leave earn it somewhere.
Yeah, the stables are down over this way. For the listeners, the stables are in the southern part of town, near the market where Chiquette's is. But so you guys head over there. Over there? Over there. You guys head over there, and Stable Master Derilda, where's her token? I'm gonna bring her up. She's like, whoa, you guys, wow, Kimchi, you're really coming up in the world. You got yourself a red chocobo.
Not mine. It's my buddy's.
Oh, wow, that's impressive. She's a beauty, she is. She comes over and gives her some scritches. Have you named her yet?
Yes. Her name is Garnet.
Garnet, that's a lovely name. All right, here's the stable master. Do you mind if I just take a quick look at her?
Sure, go right ahead.
She's trying to take a look at her. Okay, so, yeah, I guess Sam and Matt and me, we're all gonna roll a d6.
Okay.
To see how good of a chocobo. Oh, that's pretty good.
Five. Oh, no, two. Two.
Three.
Three, okay. So, Garnet has... 5 speed, 3 endurance, and 2 wits. I'm gonna actually take this note on her actual token.
Oh.
So I don't lose it.
Garnet's fast.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's a fast one. So, 5 speed, 3 endurance. So, like, okay, so my idea was... Like, there's, like, three types of, like, races, right? There's, like, the standard race, in which speed is, like, the most important. Mm-hmm. Then there's, like, the long distance, which, like, endurance is the most important. And then there's, like, a maze, where wits are, like, the most important, right? So when it comes to standard races, it's a savage.
Yeah.
Absolute savage. Garnet. So, okay, yeah. She's like, yeah, really fast, decent endurance. Not the brightest, but, you know, not completely dumb. But yeah, she's a real beauty. If you want, I can keep her in the stables here for you.
Yeah, I would appreciate.
It would be, let's see. I mean, I think, okay, so, it'll be like, let's say 5 gil a month. Sure. Yeah, we'll do a long term so that I don't have to think about it too much. Sure. Cool. So, pay the 5 gil. Garnet will be in the stables. So I guess it'll be over here. Whenever you need her. Just let me know, and I'll bring her out for you. But there she gets everything she needs. Like, that 5 gil covers, like, you know, the greens she gets to eat and all that. And yeah, so. So she's good. Alright, cool. So what would you guys like to do now?
Turn in the Mithril, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
The Mithril.
With Thorkin.
Alrighty, so Thorkin, you go up to the smithy. Thorkin's like, oh, you lads, you did it. This is, oh, three? Oh, my, well, he doesn't say that. He's like, got so much Mithril. It's like three times as much as I needed. Like I said, I'd pay you for.
Mm-hmm.
So he has several rewards for you. And you get to choose one. These awards are pretty nuts. Okay, so the choices are the Iron Will. You're bestowed with a supermortal ability to continue fighting at incredible odds. If you kill a foe, roll a critical hit, or inflict 10 or more damage, attack again. Basically, the schematics to a Duranium Hand. Basically, with two hearts of strength ever, you design and build a prosthetic hand. It can have three in spells. It adds 5 to your armor and 3 to your strength. It's pretty crazy. Or the Kit of Spikes. When you carry this equipment, it gives your gear like a painful, toothy surface. Which, so even when you miss in melee, it still does D4 to your target. You get to choose one. The Iron Will is just like a thing. It doesn't even go into your gear. It's just like a thing you get, basically, like a tag.
Hmm. I mean, I like the Duranium Hand idea, but
it's pretty wild.
What are the spells that it can possess? Do I have to know them, or
It means it can hold 3 in spells. So, like, usually, if you like get like an in spell, like which would be like black magic in this case, okay. It takes up like slots for you to like, sure. Unless you put them like in a spell book or something, but in this case the actual hand can have it, so it's like it takes up less space, so the spells are part of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should you know, the hand seems like would be pretty helpful, and especially with you adding further to your strength would be probably even better.
And the armor, I would not rub my nose at that.
Yeah, that puts you in a really good position to, get, into the thick of it, so to speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're taking this Duranium Hand?
Yeah, if we're cool with that, I mean...
Yeah,
I think it requires you to take off your other hand. is part of it? I think. Because it's a prosthetic. But like, I mean, if you want to do that though, you know, it's wild, yeah. But it's also cool. So
I definitely want to do that.
You're gonna Christian Bale yourself or whatever.
Yeah.
In the Prestige or whatever when he did that shit. That's pretty wild. So you have the schematics to your Duranium Hand, and Thork is like, you have me, thanks. And also, you have 2 hearts of Mithril. What would you like me to make with these? It's your choice. Because you got me this, the heart that I needed for these noble folk. I'll make whatever you need, free of charge.
Well, I know one thing I'd like. Mm-hmm. And that is some sort of, like, pole arm.
Ooh. Like a mithril staff.
What I want is a giant mithril fork that I can, like, lift and wield, but...
Okay. I love it.
Like a stabby stick.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, if I could do... Let's see. Preferably some armor.
Okay.
That probably would be good.
Alright, sounds good. Alright, I'll get right to work on that, he says. And then the GM will roll... It's gonna take him... 4 days! As he gets to work on that. Let's put this timer right over on the smithy there. And he starts getting into his work. I'm doing another game with Jared and Meredith on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then I know we're getting into the July might be kind of rough, so we'll see. But I'm thinking maybe after that game, sometime in the maybe late July or August, we bring the parties together.
Okay.
So maybe like after that session, I'm thinking maybe we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. But so that'll be interesting. You guys show up like with the stuff in a duranium hand or whatever. But yeah. That'll be cool. But so you guys successfully completed the quest. This guy's working on this stuff. There is like another mission to be had, but this is honestly, it's kind of, I'm kind of opening up Green Deli. It's kind of just like, you kind of just go exploring and whatever you guys want to do, I will probably be able to, you know, RP or whatever. And then maybe something will come up. But it's kind of up to you guys what you want. So, yeah, you want to go exploring around the town. You can always go back to the, just to give you guys some sense of direction. There's always the Ancient Ridge Inn, which is where we started off at. There's always folks there. You can go to the Bell House and talk to the captain. Captain Scarlet. Or you can just explore other areas of the town. It's up to you. You can even split up. There's only two of you. But you can even go to different places if you want. What do you guys think?
Wait, what was this up in the north?
Oh, that's a good... yeah, there's a big question mark there. Yeah, you haven't been there. but that is, yeah, that's a place of intrigue. I love question marks at places. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, basically where there's question marks, those are like places you can explore and check out.
Do we want to check out this question mark? I want to get these question marks off the... Like, if I'm playing this, play Final Fantasy, I want answers.
I want answers, Tim. Yeah, you can certainly do it that way, yeah. Absolutely.
Make our way through the question marks.
So yeah.
Map is get all the gray areas off of our map.
Yeah.
Cool. So you guys want to go... So this one's right here, just west of the smithy.
Is it possible while we were at the smithy that I did the duranium hand? Or do we want that to be like a overnight? 'Cause it says it requires two hearts So I'd have to sit here and roll for a little.
Well, no, I'm not gonna. I think that would be more like if we were going through something right now. But given that we're in like downtime or whatever, which ICRB doesn't really do a ton of downtime, but I like downtime. So yeah, I would say you could do it overnight because I think that's cool. The image of that is like you know, you play like the rest music and then you wake up and you hear the sound of metalwork and you wake up with a duranium hand. So
yeah,
that seems cool to me. But yeah, so it's nighttime now. So you could retire, like, to the Ancient Ridge or whatever, or you could get these question marks out the way.
Yeah, I mean, probably resting up probably would be good, since, you know, I gotta replenish my mana, and you're still presumably hurt.
Oh, so I will tell you, so this question mark, so this is the Red Peach. It is the smaller, less fancy place than the Ancient Ridge. It is 5 gil per night. To stay there, so.
Sick. Let's stay there then.
Yeah, let's do it.
Alrighty.
Yeah, if I'm gonna be doing night surgery on myself, I want it to be the grimiest, most back alley.
Yeah, so actually, just describe what it looks like, Kimchi, while you hack away at this. Making this duranium hand and hack your own hand off.
The really, like, sweet, simple rest music playing in the background.
Yeah. Da, na, 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 na,
na. But like, through the blinds of my room, you can see me on the bed, like, biting down on a piece of leather, and I just take a knife, and I'm like, all right, one. And then just slam this, like, metal gauntlet into where it is, and I'm like, ow! But then, like, the rest music continues, and I pass out from the blood loss.
Oh, I'm definitely adding rest music over this. You just hear the people
outside that are pounding on my door, like, keep it down in there. The mistress.
As they're looking through, they see just a shadow of some, like a small Moogle raising his handless arm with the blood Tarantino squirting out, and they freak out and run away. Biting down on the leather belt of the blood squirts. And then morning comes. We'll bring this down to 3 days. I'll say Thor can work during the night as well. A morning is here, and the roosters crow. And Budak, as you look over, you see Kimchi now with, like, he's definitely got, like, the bloodshot eyes and, like, the deep... deep cows under his eyes, and he's got a duranium hand. He's just opening and closing.
Mm-hmm.
A metal hand.
You do it.
So yeah, with that, I guess you add 5 to your armor and 3 to your strength.
Yep.
This thing has the ability to hold magics, which is cool.
Yeah.
So this holds different spells than your blue mage thing does.
Right.
It's like a different beast. it's pretty...
I love it, though. That's even better.
Yeah. It gives some more versatility.
I'm a purple mage now.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Red and blue combined.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Alright, so it's the morning. For fear of opening up the game the game too much, there is like a mission you guys can do, but also you can just explore the town. It's up to you. What do you guys like to do on this morning in Green Deli?
What sounds good? We could check out one of the question marks, I assume.
Yeah, I'm for that.
Yeah.
Do you want to check this bridge one out or the building up at the top?
The building up at the top.
Home of Plagueis the Wise.
Oh, God. Have you heard of this story?
That's right. That's the name of the wizard that lives here. So, Plagueis. Yeah, roll intelligence. Both of you, but I'll Kimchi will be easy. What is the target here? I think it's just, it should be 10.
It's a okay. Dirty 20.
Yeah, oh, I got a...
So you got a 10, yeah, so Budik, you know, you're John Mulaney, you're new in town, but, you've heard the tales. you heard that he's an old man, very smart, he's a scholar, and basically, if you want to know most things about magic, he's probably the guy to go to. He's the oldest human in the town. And yeah, he just lives up very remotely up by himself up there, and people don't really bother him too much. But Kimchi, you know that, but you also know that he sometimes will sell scrolls or minor magical items if he comes into possession of them. And so this is probably why you're interested in talking to him.
Yeah, I want to get some spells up in his hand.
Yeah, so you go up towards him, and how do you approach? Do you knock on the door?
I knock on the door with my duranium hand, and it, like, cracks the door a little bit.
Oh, who is it? Like, it's like you hear a hobbling, and then slowly the door cracks, and it was like, oh, is it Kimchi? By the gods, what's happened to your hand?
Yeah, it's tight, right?
What have you done?
I did this last night.
Last night?
I got a new hand.
Did that dwarf tell you to... Is this his doing?
Yeah, I mean, he gave it to me.
Oh.
We got him some mithril.
A man is a young man at your age should hold on to every body part he can keep on himself.
I pull out my arm. I'm like, I still got it.
Oh, put it away. It stinks. Oh. Why? What are you just walking around with that thing?
It's like a lucky rabbit's foot kind of thing now.
Oh, it's horrifying.
I got it on a chain.
Take a hero coin, Sam. Well, what can I do for you and your friend? Have we met, by the way? I am Plagueis, he says, and he very gingerly, offers a shaking hand to you, Budik.
Yeah, it's a absolute pleasure to meet you.
Okay, how do you shake his hand? Gently, or?
You know, with some degree of care.
Okay, he appreciates that. Budik, I haven't seen a Benga in a dog's age. They usually don't come this far west or south. You must have a special gift, young man.
You know, I am a white mage.
Ah, a rare breed amongst your kind.
I was, you know, I am a disappointment to many. From where?
That's. I'm sorry to hear. That must have been hard for you. I know there's a very macho, masculine, tough guy sort of expectation in the Benga communities. It's. But I'm sure once you've made your mark in the world, they'll regret feeling that way about you.
They might. Here's hoping.
Trust me, at my age, I realize I wish we had more people concerned with our health around. Excuse me. Anyway, what can I do for you, young gentlemen, this morning? I was just doing my morning stretches. And he does like a little stretch.
Yeah, I mean, we were looking to learn more about Green Deli and the people within it, and we realized we didn't really know what was up here.
Oh, well, it's just me. I live alone, you know, ever since my late wife passed. But mostly just an old kook sits up here reading his books, you know. And I try to keep in just a little bit of touch about what's going on in the world of magic. That is a passion of mine. But outside of that, I just curl up with good book every night. And this close to the woods, you know, I can hear the animals chirping as I fall asleep each night. It's pleasant between the lake and the woods up here. Enjoy it.
Nice.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, you got any magic? I want to put it in my new hand.
Okay, when you say put it in your hand, what does that mean exactly?
I turn my palm over, and like on my wrist, there's like a little slot, and I'm like, I think you can like put stuff in it. That's what Morgan said. You can put magic in it.
That's a perfect way to phrase that. So I got a list of random spells. Yeah, Sam and Mac, you guys both rolled 2d8 for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
So 8 and a 6.
8 and a 6. Yeah, it's thank you. Yeah, you can tell individually. Awesome.
1 and a 3.
1, 2. Oh my god. Oh my good god damn. Well, this is OP. It's not actually that OP. It's good though. Oh, and then I was gonna roll the third one, right? I forgot what I was doing. That's I was gonna take part in this. I wanted to get in on the fun. A 6-6. That's a strong magic card. He's like, yeah, I have a couple of spells, scrolls. Well, an old man has to eat, you know. So these they run a little expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're 100 gil each. So here's what they do. So yeah, I just poured it over mage armor. Basically, so he's got mage armor. Is that the spell's just called armor? But I put mage in parentheses. But basically, add your intelligence to armor for magic effort rounds. Magic weapon, which I also poured it over. Pretty sure it just makes a weapon like do magic effort instead for magic effort rounds.
Okay.
Lightning Ball, burn 1 to 12 hit points, add to a blast of magical efforts, and it does double against metal clad foes.
Woo!
See, that's pretty strong. So yeah, it does magic effort, but you can also burn hit points to add to the damage. And it does double damage against metal clad foes. And I would probably also say like constructs and robots, because it's Final Fantasy, you know.
Yeah. if it would be like, yeah. Vulnerable to light.
Machines and yeah. Machines, constructs, Shinra, no.
Yeah.
Shinra and their mechs, no. So actually, no, you know what? Actually, the lightning bolt, that'd be 200 gil. That one's really good. That would be 200 gil. The other two would be 100 gil.
I'll buy all three. I got the 400 gold to burn. And this feels for it.
I was gonna say, what are your funds at right now?
I have 576 gil.
And have 782.
Oh yeah, that job you did for the captain was super, that paid a lot, right? Yeah. It was super good.
But it's improved instead.
Alright, so you can buy all four.
Well, three.
Or three, sorry, three, yeah. So as you buy the scrolls. Mark the gill off. But your hand, they literally, the scrolls get sucked into the sockets in your hand. If you want to put all three of them in.
Yeah.
Which I imagine you do. So, yeah. So you can add all of these. So yeah, it would turn basically like a regular weapon into like a D8 magic weapon for magic effort rounds, basically. Plagueis is like, now be careful with magic, young man. Always be careful. It can always... it can backfire on you. Trust me, that's happened to me. And he shows, like, a couple of scars that he has on his neck. Just be careful when you're out there adventuring.
Maybe.
youth truly is wasted on the young, he says. And,
yeah.
Oh. Have a good day, young men. And if you find anything else about magic or have any questions, please come see me.